KQED.
This week, San Francisco began installing about 200 so-called smart parking meters. Smart because they can talk to wireless sensors embedded in the asphalt and report to the wider world when that spot is empty, or to the city when your car has outstayed its welcome. The options for parking managers extend far beyond that. San Francisco is hardly the first city to experiment with smart meters. San Diego, Oakland, and Pasadena have them already. L.A. is coming on board. The future comes courtesy of generous support from Washington, D.C., where smart parking is sparking a lively debate, as Kitty Feldy reports from KPCC's D.C. Bureau.
This is my husband's coin drawer, I guess you could call it, in the car. Lots of quarters, dimes, nickels. He likes to keep it full in case we come up to a parking meter that needs a whole bunch of quarters. And in Washington, a lot of them do. But not this one. This is a smart meter. It takes credit cards. So I'm going to stick mine in. Washington, D.C. Councilman Tommy Wells says that's not the reason the solar-powered meters are smart.
You can program them easily to where you can change the cost per hour for the parking, depending on the time of day or weekends, that they're easily programmable to be able to meet the needs of whatever you're trying to accomplish.
In D.C.'s case, the need was a new ballpark with limited parking. The city didn't want fans taking up valuable spaces in front of restaurants and businesses. So 2 years ago, the cost of parking near the ballpark went up to $8 an hour. Donald Shoup, who studies urban planning at UCLA, calls this performance parking. He says a parking space performs well when it's well-used and readily available.
Well-used means about 85% occupied, so the spaces are almost totally full, but 15% vacant, which means about one vacant space on every block, so that everybody, when they go any place, will typically be able to find a space right on the block where they want to park.
Los Angeles wants to move to performance parking. Shoup says it's trial and error to set the right parking price. He says San Francisco nudges the amount up or down about once a month. But on the streets of Washington, D.C., it's not the price that gets people talking about the new parking meters.
It is convenient, but only if it works.
It's not accepting a card.
Your credit card always gets stuck in the meter. That's why I carry around my fingernail clippers with me to pull it out. I've had to use that on quite a few occasions.
I've seen people have trouble, and I've walked up and gotten their credit card out for them.
That's D.C. Councilman Tommy Wells again. He couldn't promise to replace sticky meters. He's resigned to the fact that anything to do with parking gets people mad.
Messing with parking is one of the most politically difficult things to do. I go into some places and they boo me because I messed with parking.
To quiet the boos, about 75% of the revenue from D.C.'s new parking meters is plowed back into neighborhoods for bike racks, better signs, and other improvements.
I told folks that for the headache of changing your parking habits, you will get a reward of a reinvestment in our infrastructure.
And it's not chump change. D.C. could pick up $1 million a year from the new meters. Los Angeles plans to pour the extra revenue from its new meters into the city's general fund. UCLA's Donald Shoup says that's short-sighted.
The city of L.A. is a tough budget situation. They're looking for every penny they can get. So I think it is really nickel and diming trying to get every penny out of the parking meter.
Los Angeles plans to take the concept of performance parking one step further by adding sensors that detect which spaces are empty. That technology is already in place in a few communities around the state, but LA's plan could include a twist. Information would be broadcast on a sign near a freeway off-ramp or sent to drivers via an app on a smartphone. For the California Report, I'm Kitty Feldy in Washington, D.C.